Sukkah, Perek Dal, Mishneh Hei. Mitzvah Sarova Ketzad. We're on to the next mitzvah. Not about how it's in the sky on Shabbos, but here's about the Etzah mitzvah. Mokom Hoya Lamata Mirushalayim V'nikra Moitzo. You can find it today. They have a Maseris where it is. The place they called Moitzo till today is taken down on the highway from Yerushalayim. If you come from the center of town, you're coming from the Eir Atika. You come through Geula and down the highway that goes down Kanfin Hasharim. You go down the highway towards the first part of the highway down Tel Aviv. Right outside Yerushalayim is a place called Moitzen. It's Taka further down. The Rav adds another detail. It says that the Gemara says the name of the place is Kalnia. Kalonia, like Meloshin Kalani. And the Pirush of it, the Rav says, Kalonia is Chofshi Mimas. They're free of taxes. They were outside, they were excluded from the Mas HaMelech because of these Arovos. They provided a public service. Murbiyos, Yardim L'Sham, they would go down. They would collect from there. Murbiyos are long Arovos. The stomach's Miloshin Miruba, means they're very, very tall. Anofim Gedolim Gevoyim, they were 11 Amos tall. What the Yisoid of that is, that's how tall they were. The reason why they needed 11 Amos is because you had to have the height of the Mizbeach plus the height above the Mizbeach. Lashon of the Rav is V'rashen Zekufin U'moitin Al HaMizbeach Amo. They leaned over the Mizbeach and Amo. Now the truth of the matter is that the Pashtus would be that it was on the ground. And it went up 10 Amos plus another Amos. But the truth of the matter is that's not accurate. Because if it was flat against the Mizbech, it would fall over. You always need a little bit of an angle to lean something against. So the answer to that is that they put it on the Yisoid of the Mizbech, which is one Amos tall. The angle allowed it a certain amount of leaning on the side of the Mizbech. It went over the side and it had that Amos. So it was Taka 10 plus 1. But one of the first 10 was eaten up by the angle, and that was made up by putting it on the Yisoid. Uboim v'zoik v'noisim mitzidi ha-mizbech, v'roshen kfufin agam ha-mizbech, the head of the Arovas leaned over the side. Toku v'hiriu v'toku. When they brought the Arovas and they engaged in this zkifa isam mitzidi ha-mizbech, they would blow a tarat. What's the tarat? That's a ois of simcha. You have in the pasuk and pashas bal oischa. Where the pasuk says, "B'yam simchaschem, b'yam simchaschem, t'chia shayfer," is a sign of being mamlech the melech. For sure, our aravos, which are in Hashana Rabba, are in the shpizin of David HaMelech, so we're declaring David Malkus of Mashiach. We're being mamlech the Rabban Shalom, that's for sure. But all the days of Sukkot, that's what it was. The whole Dalad Minim and the whole aravos was a sign of being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Simcha and the Mela. It had the Tkiya Shofar. Mamasha, a hemshech of Tkiya Shofar that was. Except that what we just mentioned from the Pasuk and Parashas Baal Oischa is that this was a Tkiya Bachatzoitzreis. There's a certain amount of overlap between the two. It's mentioned in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, of course. And we'll have a little bit over here, the hemshech about the Seder HaTkiyas with the Karbonos. This is going to be a Mishnah, in Perikei Mishnah Hei. They went around the Mizbech one time. They made a hakofa. Now, we mentioned earlier a machloikis about the mitzvah sarova. The Mishnah in front of us is saying the words makifin is hamizbech. They made a hakofa around. What was the hakofa around? The Gemara has the discussion. We mentioned it from Rishonim. Yeshoimrim, Yeshoimrim. It's Rashi with another sheet, with the Rambam. Yeshoimrim. That they went around the Mizbeach with the Arovos. If that's the case, so the reason Mishnah reads Kipshutoi, that B'chol Yom HaKifin HaMizbeach HaMachas, they went around with the Arovos, with all the mitzvahs Arova. One point that should be mentioned is that in going around the Mizbeach, there's a chelek of the Azorah in which Yisraelim are not allowed. Ben Ulam Ben HaMizbeach, they're not allowed. Israel are only allowed to go on the eastern side, the chelek that's closer to the Ezras Noshim of the Azor. Min ha'ulam v'lam Mizbeach is off limits except for Kehanim. So behechrach, that ha'kofas ha'mizbeach over here is talking about Kehanim. According to the other Shita, which is that the Hakofa was only, which is our minig also, done with the Dalad Minim, not with the Arova B'miyuchod. So then the Mishnah over here is a little bit out of order, because we're not talking about mitzvahs Arova then. We're talking about partly the chelik of the mitzvah, which was done with Dalad Minim. What did they say when they went around? V'imrim, we know what we say. We say the each day has its own pizmon, its own hishanis that's made up by Reb Loza Kalir. But Bizman Abayis, Reb Loza Kalir, it's not clear if he's a Tana, an Amoyru, Bishas Agoinim, they're those that relate Reb Loza Kalir to Reb Loza Reb Shimon, the Heilige Tana, Reb Loza. Those that say there was Bitkufas Amiroim, probably the more Karav Elohem is, or the more substantiated version, is that he's Mitkufas Agoinim. But the Mishnah only mentions the Ikka Tvila, which is, according to the Tanakhama, Ono Hashem Oshiyono, Ono Hashem Atzlichono. Seems to be the general kivun of what's being said over here is a tfilo and a bitochin in Chuas Hashem. This is the end of the Yom Miroim. The Bakoshas go up through the venue of the Beis HaMikdash with this Avoidah, Avoidah Akdoisha. And because of that, the psukim that express that most eloquently, Ono Hashem Oshiyono, Ono Hashem Atzlichono. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda says, and we pass in this way, Ani v'hoi ha'shiyono. We say the piyut every single day, Oy mani choymo, Evin shesiyo v'chulei. And then we finish off, what do we say? Ani v'hoi ha'shiyono. What's ani v'hoi? Ani v'hoi literally means, ani v'hoi, and him. The ani v'hoi l'maisa, is the Mefarshim point out, is Begematria Ono Hashem. So the idea is really the same Ono Hashem. They're both Begematria 78. And the Ani V'hoi, why not just say Ani Hashem, Ono Hashem Hashiyano? Because the Ani V'hoi, it says, the Rav brings it, Rashi brings it over here, Barichos. Normally we don't go into these things when we're learning Mishnayos, but it's Rashi. I have a note. Rashi says that Ani V'hoi are two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the collection of Shivim Ushnaim Shemois. There's a bunch of Shemois that are each three names, three letters, and there's a likut of 72 names in three psukim. Rashi over here brings it Barichos, it's psukim in Shmois, Perik Yudalad. This is when Klal Yisrael is getting ready to go towards the Yamzuf. In psuke Yutes to Chafalef, why it's there? Gets if you go through those three psukim until each one has 72 letters. Each one, if you divide up into three letters, is one of these 72 names, which are really one big klolistic name of the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way to create the Shemois is you take the first letter of Vayisa, which is the first of the three psukim. That's in the first pasuk. The last letter of the second pasuk, which says over there, Velekor Zelza Kol Alaylos, so that's a hey. And then the third pasuk, Vayet Moshe Siyadi Alayom, the first letter. The first, the last, and then the first letter of these three psukim, Vayet Moshe. So what does that give you? That gives you a Vav, with a hey, with a Vav, Vohoi. And so on. That's where each one of these, the Ani, comes from one of them. If you cheshbon out this way, Taisyanta brings a cheshbon also, you can see, is Me'acharehem. So it's an Aleph Me'acharehem, He'onon, the Nun, and the word Kodim, the Yud of that. So that's the way, so it's a cheshbon, that's the Ani V'hoi. V'oise ayoy makifin is ha-mizbeach sheva pavim. On that day, what's that day? On Hashanah Rabbah, of course. So that's why we have the Minig Nevi'im, that the Ikar of the Hashanah, so we might even say every day they went around one time. So the seven times on Hashanah Rabbah is Hazah HaKofa Klolis, connected all the days. In Yericha, by the way, it's brought Mufurish in the Gemara, they also did it this way, in Perek Vov in Sefer Yeshua, where the first 6 days they went around the walls of Yericha, they went one time, and the seventh day they blew Shofar, they said Olenu L'Shabech, and that was the nest at the walls, fell down. So the Choymas Barzal Shemafsika Benenu Venovinu Shabashamayim also, the Sfarim point out, fall with the seven Hakofis of Hashanah Rabbah. It's called the Yoim Chasimo, the end of the Tkufa Seshan of Yom Neroi. B'shas Ptiroson, after the whole Avodah, after the whole Helig Avodah, the seven times, going around the Mizbeach, Shluchayro, this was said only on Hashan Rabbah. Ptiroson means the final. Sometime that's every day after they finish. Mahin Oimrim, Yoyfil L'chom Mizbeach, Yoyfil L'chom Mizbeach. We're creating a yoifi for the Mizbeach with the ritzui that's created by the Hoshanas and the putting them on the side. The Mizbeach, together with the Avoida of the Aravis, with the Dalag Minim, creates a ritzui. The Gemara brings the famous story of the member of the family of Bilgo, who was Mizalzal the Mizbeach, and because of that, the whole family was punished. So because of that, we're Madgish, the Shvach of the Mizbeach. Reb Lezer Oimer says a little bit different. L'ko u'l'cho mizbeach, l'ko u'l'cho mizbeach. That means, for Klal Yisrael, having the kapora of the mizbeach, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the kapora. U'l'cho mizbeach would be m'shabeach, the mizbeach that creates the kapora, that it's a dover choviv l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'Hashem u'l'cho. Those are the two versions over here of the praise that was said. B'shas p'tirosa. Mishnevov. K'maseu b'chol kach maseu b'shabbos. The way they did the Arovis on the seventh day. Again, we said in our calendar it never falls out that way. But the way they did it on their calendar, if it fell out on Shabbos, they say they did the same on Shabbos. Except, al shoyim malak t'noisim me'erev Shabbos m'nichin noisim b'gigi yeshal zov k'dei shalei yichmeshu. Big Arovis could fade. Right? Today we put them in the fridge, we wrap them up. But I'm only excited. They put them in gigios, in big containers of zohov with water. Kadesh Lechmoshu, they shouldn't wilt. They collect, the picking of the arovis is not derech Shabbos. It's not like the picking of the carbon oimer. It's just the hachon that you can do before Shabbos. Here in finale, the Mishnah says, Ashita Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika Oimer, he's cholik on the whole mitzvah sarovu. We discussed the mitzvah sarov alochem moshe mesinai, maybe have a smach in the posuk, abashol. Here's a third shita. Bechalal is no mitzvah sarov. What, yeah? And this is something that we're for sure not makabal, bechalal la alochem. Choriya shel dekel hoyim mevin, they would bring, choriya shel dekel means the, basically, palm branches, lulavim, but then maybe they're more open. They don't have to be kosher for lulavim. So it's not mavur exactly what the criteria, if it's a regular luv or not. Vinishvi, he would learn it out, the Gemara says, from the pasuk that says kapois tmarim, which sounds like two lulavim. We only take one lulav. He's dashing the pasuk that there's two lulavim. They would bring these lulavim. The choif dinoisim bekaka with tzidim is back. That's what they clap. Not keklap teshanis, keklap lulavim. Va'oisa yoim nikro yoim chibot charyois. This was Noeg Shivas Yomim. To him, this is not a halachal Moshe Mesinai, like we hold about Mitzvah Sarov. It's not a pasuk, like Abishol holds with Mitzvah Sarov. He doesn't hold them either. There's no Mitzvah Sarov, not from halachal Moshe Mesinai, not from a pasuk. There's a mitzvah deraisa of Chavya Shel Dekel. What's mavur over here is that they did chavita, they hit them on the ground, and that was the yom was called Chibit Chorios. One could learn out that Lididan, that what they're taking, Bitsidiyam is Beyach. Is our rovo is they thought that the mitzvah is to hit them on the ground, and that, like we spoke out before, is machlokes rishonim, lav dafka that you could learn one from the other. But that's the discussion over here in Tesant. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika has a shita that's completely different. You don't usually find that where mitzias of something that was well known, it was every year in the Beis Hamikdash, was completely different than the other shitas.